The excitement made Hiccup overconfident, and so he called out, "Leave him to me, Toothless!"
"Leave him to you?" Fishleg shouted up furiously. "What do you mean, leave him to you? Carry on, Toothless, and that is an order. This is real life, Hiccup, not a sword fighting at sea lesson, and you need all the help you can get."
In fact, the practice he had from the sword fighting at sea lessons were a big help to Hiccup. The shifting, moving ground of the treasure mound was rather similar to the movement of the deck at sea. Hiccup kept his balance more easily than Alvin, who continually staggered and lost his footing. Nonetheless, it was soon clear that although Hiccup was enjoying himself, he wasn't winning the fight, even with Toothless's help. With a grim smile on his lips, Alvin the Treacherous fought Hiccup back and back, eyes aglow with that red light, back to his old smooth self again. "Come on, Hiccup," he wheedled. "Don't be scared of your old pal, Treacherous. I wouldn't harm a hair, swipe, on your head, swipe."
"Listen, Alvin," urged Hiccup as he parried each blow. "I'm sure we can all get away safely if you forget about the treasure."
"Oh, I will," promised Alvin. "Just as soon as I've killed you, I will."
"Look, Alvin," reasoned Hiccup, "it's never too late to change. You've still got a chance to live life differently, make friends, start a family."
"Stop it," said Alvin. "You're making me laugh. You give me a second chance. That's really funny, that is. You're a heartbeat away from the abyss, a mere child fighting a fully grown man, and you're giving me second chances. It's too kind of you."
He made a particularly violent lunge that Hiccup just managed to dodge and very nearly lost his balance doing so.
"It's too late for me," laughed Alvin. "I'm rotten to the core and I like being rotten. The treasure has got me and I like being got."
He raised his sword way above his head as Hiccup clutched desperately at the shifting coins to steady himself.
"But I appreciate your concern," said Alvin,
bringing the sword down with such savage force that it would have cut Hiccup in half if he had not spotted it coming and made one last leap out of the way. So that the blow, instead of separating Hiccup into two pieces, caught Alvin completely off balance and he stepped back onto the treasure mound behind, one on which they had not fought before. And the treasure unexpectedly reared up beneath him, as if it were alive.